This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, it's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. I'm live at Capital One Arena, outside section 106-107. Anthony is, of course, back in our D.C. control room. Anthony, I'm not going to lie. I kind of wish that just this segment, every time I do the show here, I could just kind of just run in commentary on the people that are walking by. Because you see all kinds of stuff. I saw a dude... Now all these people walking by are like, hi, hello, hey, see, I got people waving. Now these people are like, oh, God, what's he about to say? There was a dude that walked by in, like, a Knicks Carmelo jersey a couple minutes ago. And I just want to be like, bro, what game do you think you're at? Like, I get it. We got a bunch of Wemby fans, and I'm fine with that. Like, you want to come support your person from out of town. For all I know, you know, we've got a lot of French internationals that are here, not just playing for the Wizards, but that are in town. You want to go support Wemby? That's fine. I get it. But to the dude who walked by 5 minutes ago, fortunately for him, I was in a commercial break in the Knicks Carmelo Anthony jersey. Are you lost? That's what I want to know.
I mean, Craig, to his defense,
what are you about to say?
I think, so he wants to go to a sporting event, but he also wants to be known he's a Knicks fan.
Why? So I think that's why would you want to be known as a Knicks fan?
Yesterday I thought about putting on my Jaden Daniels jersey amongst a whole bunch of Chiefs and Eagles fans. Just saying, just because, you know, I'm a Commanders fan, left hand up. I didn't do it.
Respect, but yesterday was not your day. We lost that possibility in the NFC title game. That's what, Anthony. That's why they play the games.
I know. I thought about it. But, like, the fact that it was a thought in my mind and I didn't execute it doesn't take away from the fact that I thought about doing what that Knicks fan did.
This is the difference between, I'm going to call them smart people and not smart people. Not smart people can have, like, sometimes you have the same thoughts. It's what do you do with them? Do you act upon it? Do you say the thing that came to you? You don't have to act upon or say out loud every thought that comes to your mind. The ability to have a filter in your words and actions actually is what makes you smart or not. You, sir, were smart. You didn't do the silly thing. That guy wearing the Carmelo jersey walking around here somewhere, he looks like he's lost.
He might be. He might be.
One of my least favorite things is when people wear sports gear, specifically jerseys, to an event where neither of those two teams are playing. Congratulations, you have a jersey. I also have the internet and can buy one. Yeah. You agree? See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
That guy walking past agrees. Who could disagree with me now? He in his Wizards jersey. And like I get it, like that dude was actually wearing a Commander's hat. Okay, it's not a thing for here. Like it's not an NBA hat. It's not like he's wearing a Nets hat. Like, okay, you're supporting your DC sports team. We're also in DC. That makes sense. That's all I'm saying, is that it's okay to, just because you're going to a basketball game, not wear, like, this fella, you have an excellent jersey on. Why do you have a Lakers beanie on? He's got an old school Bullets jersey on. Why are you wearing a Lakers beanie? Unless that's the only beanie that you own, and it's 30 degrees outside, and you're like, it's my ears. Also, how are you hardcore enough of a Wizards fan that you have an old Bullets jersey, and you also have a Lakers beanie? This confuses me. Sir, you're wearing a Grizzlies jersey. They're not playing today.
Craig is heckling fans.
The Grizzlies are better. Everyone's better than the Wizards. I'm aware of this. They're working on it.
See, no, this is Bullets
shirt. Oh, that's a Baltimore Bullets jersey. That's fantastic. Or shirt. That's great. I love that people are talking. There you have some people that are pointing to their shirts. There are some people that are talking back to me. I have headphones on. I can't hear any of you guys. The guy with the Lakers beanie was yelling at me halfway down the hall. I'm like, I can't hear a word you're saying.
No, that's,
you're just wearing the wrong hat. This is what I don't.
Would you describe what you're doing right now? Heckling fans.
Kind of. This works for me. This guy, this guy just went by in his Sabres hat, trying not to make eye contact. I see you, young man. I see you. That sport nor that team is not here tonight. They're never gonna let me back here. This is my last show from Capital One Arena because I'm now just heckling fans.
Hey, you're making it a good one then.
But there's a lot of people smiling and laughing, so that's nice. She appreciates it. I see you over there.
Yeah, we need some more Wizards fans and jerseys in there then.
I agree. And look, they're working on it.
Okay.
The youngest team in the league. They're doing stuff.
Yeah.
That's fine. And by the way, there's some great Wizards jersey. Like, I actually like a lot of the current Wizards jersey. I told you, this was a thing that we did earlier in the season, right? The light blue. Uh-huh. That they're rocking the City Edition, which they're not wearing tonight, I don't believe. But the light blue, I would make the permanent jersey.
I still wish they had the floral ones from the cherry blossom.
Those were sick.
I wish we still had those.
See, this is the thing. The NBA is changing jerseys every single year now, and it's like a ploy. It's a ploy to sell jerseys. Nothing can become iconic if you continually change it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's like, I've seen, even in doing this silly segment that I wish I had a camera that I was getting some of the people that I'm talking about captured on video here against their will. I'm sure I could make them sign a waiver. The point is that I've seen five different jerseys, the Wizards jerseys that I love, that lasted one season. They got worn six times.
Yeah,
we don't need that. Hi. Yeah. Hi, hello. Yes, now I do. I do feel like a zoo animal. Thanks for asking. All right. When we get back here on the Hoffman Show, one more. The Celtics aren't playing tonight. I know you won the championship. You got to rep your team. They're not playing. You don't. You actually don't. You don't. We all have the internet. We could all buy that jersey if we want to. That team's not playing. Why are you wearing it? This is a segment I could do every time here. I don't get it. Just wear a jersey that of the team that's playing. That's. Welcome to a sporting event where there are two teams that are on the floor, and neither of them are the Celtics. See all these Spurs fans walking by. I'm not going to be mean to you. You're repping your team. They're actually playing tonight. Good luck. I don't know how much you'll need it the way things have been going lately for the Wizards, but that's there again, Anthony. They're working on it. Anthony, did something major just happen? Is there breaking news?
There's not breaking news, but the fact, so Luka debuts tonight.
Yes.
And the Lakers have laid out a Luka Doncic shirt on every seat in, I don't know what the name of their arena is.
It's crypto.com. I don't know if crypto.com is still a thing, but crypto.com is still the name of the arena.
Wow, I'm just in awe. I would love a free shirt, you know?
I'm sure you would. I'm sure you would.
That's pretty cool.
Okay. Well, that was not talking about the Super Bowl, which is what we intended to do that segment. We'll wrap up our show next on the Hoffman Show.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.